Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
611 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon, and it's been a great day today. It really has been weather-wise. And Austin's going to be stepping up here in just a second, giving us that 3 to 5 day forecast and what we can expect in the way of temps and weather that'll be coming up here. Just like to remind you that that new traffic signal up on 9 Mile Road at Ashland Avenue is in flash mode and activated today through next Tuesday. So be extra careful. Of course, drivers on Ashland coming across into 9 Mile will stop with a red flashing light, but that is in effect until next Tuesday. So don't forget about that one if you're traversing 9 Mile Road today.
Alrighty, and one of our top stories here nationally. Two of President Trump's cabinet nominations are advancing. RFK Jr.'s nomination for head of the Department of Health and Human Services and Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for Director of National Intelligence will both now move to the Senate floor. A Senate committee voted along party lines today, 14-13 in favor of RFK. Meanwhile, the Senate Intelligence Committee reportedly voted 9-8 in favor of Gabbard. It's not yet known when the full Senate confirmation votes for Kennedy and Gabbard will happen.
612 News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up today despite China's announcing retaliatory tariffs. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing higher and staging a small recovery from Monday despite China's retaliation against new U.S. tariffs. Investors also digested the latest batch of earnings reports. Tech was the biggest winner in the S&P 500 sectors. Shares of Palantir Technologies, a big winner today on Wall Street with its shares up 24% for its best day on record after the data analytics company reported strong sales growth and said demand for its AI products keeps growing. The Dow winners, Apple, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow declined. Miners, Merck, United Health Group, and Coca-Cola. The Dow rising 134 points, the Nasdaq higher by 262, S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, and a tentative agreement for Escambia County teacher pay raises has been reached. Escambia County Public Schools, the Escambia Education Association, and the Union of Escambia Education Staff Professionals have agreed to an incremental pay raise for teachers that would vary from $800 to $3,000 a year, depending on current salary level and last year's performance ratings. The minimum teacher salary would also increase from $45,500 a year to $48,300.
Okay, something went terribly wrong Monday night. Escambia County investigators looking into a tragic murder-suicide. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the father died at the scene. The son died after being taken to a local hospital.
In this case, we had a son in some sort of an argument or disagreement with his father, ended up shooting and killing his father. And then he came outside of the bedroom that they were in, ended up getting into an altercation with his mother. His mother subsequently fled to a bedroom. She heard a couple shots, and one of those shots was the son taking his own life.
Well, Simmons says, in a tragic instance like this, we may never know the circumstances.
Yeah, and that's just a terrible story there. And it sounds like one that was quite avoidable. Rick Scott is behind an effort to stop China from benefiting from the Inflation Reduction Act. Senator Scott and others yesterday introduced the No-Goshen Act. It would make sure companies affiliated with China's government don't qualify for green energy production tax credits that were part of President Biden's IRA. Scott says the U.S. adversaries shouldn't be allowed to benefit off American taxpayer dollars with incentives meant to build American businesses. And he says the bill is in response to a Chinese company called Goshen that's planning to build factories in Illinois.
Okay, if you're looking out to the west tomorrow morning when you get up, you're going to notice a lot of smoke out there. Don't be alarmed. Escambia County's Natural Resources Conservation Division is doing a prescribed burn. This is in the Jones Swamp Wetland Preserve tomorrow and again on Thursday. The affected burn area is located south of Highway 98, west of Fairfield Drive, north of Gulf Beach Highway, east of Blue Angel Parkway. About 34 acres will be affected out there.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by True Green. True Green gets a golf course quality lawn for less than you think. Sign up at truegreen.com. That's TRUGreen.com. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. Looking at the roads here, just some minor congestion at where Highway 98 meets Navy Boulevard. Also a little bit on Highway 90 near East Spencerfield Road. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 67 degrees. Tonight's going to be a low of 58, and there could be some dense fog in some areas. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 61.
Okay, smiles will return to the Pensacola Beach quarter as ECUA's construction along Via de Luna on the beach about to wrap up. Since November, eastbound lanes have been closed. ECUA plans to finish the project and open the lanes this month before spring break and, of course, the tourists flocking back to the island.
Mm. And former Georgia...
That's good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And here nationally, former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins will lead the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly confirmed him earlier today on a 77-23 vote. President Trump nominated the former Air Force chaplain, who will oversee a $350 billion budget and nearly 200 medical centers addressing the evolving health care needs of younger vets from recent conflicts.
Okay, here's something if you're thinking about kind of in the genre of the beach and water sports. Be safe on the water this year. FWC has introduced a free mobile app. It's called Deckee. D-E-C-K-E-E. Now, this app will provide essential information for a day on the water. Help you out a little bit. Free Deckee app is available from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and the Google Play Store. So that'll help you out somewhat.
Alrighty. And
well, there's another thing here. I just thought about this.
What's up?
Because we've been talking about this. Not only Deckee, but Pensacola beachgoers can get those updated alerts on surf and beach conditions in what they do. It's called the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert System. You can text PB flags to 888-777 and get all the conditions on the beach even before you drive over there.
All right. Well, that's handy.
It is. You know, well, the purple flags are flying. It means there's jellyfish out there, so we don't want to go out there today.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so they're taking care of beachgoers this beach season.
All righty. Very good to hear. And the FBI has reportedly complied with the Justice Department's demand to turn over a list of workers who investigated Capitol riot cases. That's according to CNN, and it cited people familiar with the situation. This comes as agents filed a lawsuit earlier today around the same time as the deadline the DOJ set for the list of names to be handed over. The agent said the list would be used as part of the retaliation campaign against them, and some prosecutors and FBI officials have already been fired.
Well, this isn't going to make many of those illegal immigrants happy this afternoon. The Trump administration is considering an offer from El Salvador's president to jail criminals from the U.S. This could be an eye-opener. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio calls an offer from El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele unprecedented and generous.
Obviously, we'll have to study it on our end. There are obviously legalities involved. We have a constitution. We have all sorts of things, but it's a very generous offer. No one's ever made an offer like that.
El Salvador's president says his country will jail dangerous American criminals in his country's prisons, including, he clarified in a social media post, incarcerated U.S. citizens in exchange for a fee. Rubio met with Bukele this week on a trip through Central America that was focused on trade and illegal immigration. It's the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got word this morning that the White House says the first migrant flight to Guantanamo Bay is underway. We got details on that process and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundation SEC. Registered advisors.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Mozart Madness at the First Baptist Church of Pensacola. For tickets and more info, please see PensacolaSymphony.org. The 12th annual Kids and Critters Parade will take place Saturday in the Casino Beach parking lot across from Sidelines. It's the kids' chance to enjoy some Mardi Gras fun. See visitpensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Black History Month, Dinner with an Aria, the new semester of the Atlas Beverage Class, Pensacon at the Fish House, and Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now. With Chris and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Grateful Dead, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. What a band that was. And you know, that's the song, I don't mean this negatively, unfortunately people will remember the Grateful Dead by, but if you go deep into their catalog, there's a lot more than where that came from.
No, you're right. They had a lot of, because they had a pretty big cult following back in the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely, and into the 80s and into the 90s.
And that's the thing. 2000s. Touch of Grey was their most, I think, commercially successful song.
Absolutely.
And it was. And it was like in the, and as you said, it was in the latter half of the 80s.
Okay. One thing that President Trump and Vice President Vance is going to be known for, they don't stay in Washington very long. In other words, they're out on the road doing business.
They're pretty mobile.
I like this. The VP's first international trip will include a stop at an artificial intelligence summit. Christian Goodwin has more on this.
The French embassy says next week's AI Action Summit in Paris aims to establish scientific foundations, solutions, and standards for more sustainable AI, working for collective progress and in the public interest. It will include heads of state, including Vice President J.D. Vance, CEOs, and others in the tech sector. It marks the vice president's first trip overseas since taking office. He'll also head to Germany for the Munich Security Conference later next week. The trip comes after President Trump recently announced a private sector investment to fund AI infrastructure, and after the president revealed he wants Ukraine's mineral deposits in exchange for supplying the country with more military aid in its fight against Russia's invasion. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And it's just about 6:25. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. From what I can see, there's not much holding you up on the roads at this time. Thank you for being safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 61.
Okay, Governor DeSantis released a budget plan on Monday that includes more than $500 million to crack down on illegal immigration. Governor also hinted at a possible deal with GOP legislative leaders over a bill to beef up immigration security at the state and local levels. The $115.6 billion spending proposal includes $510 million for the Division of Emergency Management to enforce immigration laws. The plan is a set of recommendations for the legislature for the fiscal year that starts July 1st, although the immigration enforcement funding could kick in way before that date. While we're talking about governmental things here, President Trump spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping today, as the two countries could soon reach an agreement to put a stop to tariffs on goods. So we're following that. In fact, Peter Ducey has more on this story at the White House.
The president's trade advisors don't seem like they are in as much of a hurry to take down these 10% tariffs on the Chinese, even as the Chinese add some retaliatory tariffs of their own. And the reason for that is the Trump team believes here at the White House that they have proof tariffs on China can work. By the first week of March, we could be right on back here if the 10,000 troops Mexico is sending to their side of the border and the 10,000 frontline personnel Canada is sending to their side of the border don't meaningfully reduce the amount of fentanyl coming into the United States. And while that effort ramps up, diplomats believe it could help negotiate with Beijing.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. The White House saying the first migrant flight to Guantanamo Bay underway. That was according to Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt talking to Fox Business this morning. She says President Trump, Pete Hegseth, and Kristi Noem are already delivering on this promise to utilize that capacity at Gitmo for illegal criminals. The president signed a memo last week that called for the naval base in Cuba to be prepared to house deported migrants.
During the 5 to 6 o'clock hour, we had Scotland Wilson on, of course, Escambia County's meteorologist and management with emergency management over there. New program we were discussing. It's the emergency management's program for girls entering 7th, 8th, and 9th grades to apply for the Hurricane program. The four-day camp is scheduled June 10th through 13th. It'll be at the EOC, what we call the Emergency Operations Center. The Hurricane Escambia Advisory Board will select up to 20 participants for the free program. Applications are open until March 28th, and those applications can be picked up from the Escambia Public Safety Building over at 6575 North W Street. So, we had a nice discussion about that. So if you are a young lady or you have a daughter entering 7th, 8th, 9th grade, you might want to check this out.
All righty. And, you know, we mentioned earlier this afternoon winter storms set to pummel the Midwest and Northeast leading up to this weekend and maybe bleeding some into next week. And thanks to a couple of weeks ago, we down here in the Panhandle know a little thing about winter storms, but something we are far better familiar with is deadly heat waves, and those could begin impacting much more of the world. A new study published in Nature Reviews Earth and Environment shows that it could happen even if climate change is kept within the limits of international agreements. The study's lead author said in a statement that warm weather countries will need to adapt to prepare for these unsurvivable heat thresholds. That includes areas with conditions where being outside for too long, even well hydrated and in the shade, could cause fatal heat stroke.
And you see, that's the reason why Circle K was developed.
Yeah,
for these heat waves.
That's why.
So you can go in their beer cooler and cool off during the summertime. There's a reason for everything. Like this, California's Attorney General reissuing guidance for schools. If immigration enforcement shows up on campuses, Christian Goodwin has more on this.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta reiterating state law prevents local school officials from assisting the federal government with immigration enforcement.
All students have the right to an education, regardless of their immigration status or the immigration status of anyone in their family.
Outlining immigrant students and families' educational rights and protections.
Families should know that they don't have to share passports, visas, or a social security number or even citizenship information to enroll their child in school.
Adding schools must accept a variety of documents proving the child's age and residency. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:29 here. Got just about 90 seconds before our Fox News break kicks in. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. And Chris, we've got a pretty loaded sports slate coming up, but something I haven't even touched on this afternoon that I'm really eager to get into is some of these score updates we've got going on. We've got a lot of ranked teams playing, and some of them got a bit of a scare on their hands.
Okay, so that's coming up about 6:37.
Yes.
We'll have the scores on that. It might be an excellent opportunity for you to maybe start conserving electricity. Cost of power in 2025 and into 2029 It's going to be expensive. Florida Power & Light customers are facing a hurricane restoration surcharge. The fee will cover the cost of three Florida hurricanes in 2024. FP&L is also seeking a rate increase to run from 2026 to 2029 to help diversify the company's electric generation mix.
All righty, and the Department of Education is investigating reports of anti-Semitism at five universities. This coming after President Trump signed an executive order calling on federal agencies to take action against reports of widespread harassment on college campuses. Those under investigation include Columbia University, Northwestern University, Portland State University, the University of California, Berkeley, and the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities.
Okay, here's your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 7.05. The 15-year, 6.45% this afternoon.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump hosting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House as a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas remains in place. The president says he wants the U.S. to take ownership of the Gaza Strip and redevelop it after Palestinians are resettled elsewhere.
They lived like you're living in hell. Gaza is not a place for people to be living. And the only reason they want to go back, and I believe this strongly, is because they have no alternative.
Egypt and Jordan have both denied Trump's request to take in Palestinian refugees. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, now serving as the acting chief of the U.S. Agency of International Development, which is under a spending freeze as the White House looks into wasteful spending. Fox's Rich Edson reports.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is accusing senior USAID leaders of rank insubordination. The administration has largely shut USAID's headquarters.
Democrats call the shutdown illegal. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. State Farm General, California's largest insurance provider, is requesting an emergency rate hike averaging out 22% for homeowners. The provider is pointing to a dire financial situation after the destruction that was caused by the Los Angeles wildfires last month. State Farm says they've received nearly 9,000 claims and have paid out over $1 billion to policyholders. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow up 134 points, the S&P 500 gained 43, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 262. The cheapest ticket for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans this Sunday is falling below $4,000 on the secondary market, according to reseller TicketPick. That level marks a 30% week-over-week drop. U.S. crude oil futures for March are up slightly, residing below $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. And TGL presented by SoFi returns tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, when the Boston Common Golf Club, led by Rory McIlroy, Keegan Bradley, and Adam Scott, search for their first victory, going up against the 1-0 Los Angeles Golf Club, featuring Colin Morikawa, Tommy Fleetwood, and Justin Rose. And I hope you enjoy the golf this evening at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit. Once again, that's Indeed.com/credit.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. One foot in the hole.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Friday and Saturday, the Ice Flyers are back on home ice against Macon. Friday, by the way, is Adult Jersey Night. Saturday, join Woody, Buzz, and the whole gang for Toy Story Jersey Night. Puck dropping 7:05 both of those evening games.
All righty, good to know. And wanted to touch on this because I mentioned this just a couple minutes before the Fox News break, but this is getting very interesting. We've got a couple of upset alerts potentially brewing in the college basketball scene. Pretty loaded slate of ranked teams facing off right now. Got underway earlier this afternoon. At halftime, number 11 Marquette and number 12 St. John's. Marquette up 31-30. So that's not an upset alert. That's just a great game. But number 6 Florida is hosting Vanderbilt. They're unranked. And with 5 minutes to go until halftime, those two teams are tied at 31. Unranked Iowa beating number 7 Purdue, 33-27. That is with 3 minutes to go until half. 6 minutes to go until halftime. Number 25 Ole Miss beating up on number 14 Kentucky, 38-25. Other games tonight include Oklahoma State and number 5 Houston, Oklahoma at number 1 Auburn, Baylor and number 13 Texas Tech, Indiana at number 21 Wisconsin, number 9 Michigan State at UCLA, and number 20 Arizona at BYU. So we're hearing a lot of ranked versus unranked. Chances for a lot more upsets, Chris.
Okay, Super Bowl week has arrived and Joe Morgan has the details.
Players from both the Chiefs and Eagles spent Monday night at the Superdome answering questions ahead of their matchup in Super Bowl 59. For Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, he'll be playing in his 5th Super Bowl, but he isn't taking the opportunity for granted.
Every time I'm here at media night or on this football field in the Super Bowl, I'm going to appreciate those moments because you never know what will be your last one.
That was courtesy of the NFL. Along with the football talk, the Super Bowl always brings out some hard-hitting questions. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce discussed his favorite dish made by girlfriend Taylor Swift.
Man, I'm a breakfast guy, man. Her Pop-Tarts are unbelievable, man. Homemade Pop-Tarts, they're unbelievable.
The Super Bowl gets underway Sunday, February 9th, with kickoff scheduled for 6:30 Eastern, a game that can be seen on Fox. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I have a question for you, Chris, and this is not journalistic at all. This is just conversational. There are people that are claiming, and they said this last year, it didn't happen, so it's probably just nonsense again, but there are people claiming that the Chiefs are rigged to win it, and when they do, not if, when, Travis Kelce is going to propose to Taylor Swift post-game, and we're going to see it on the national stage. Do you, if that happens, do you think the NFL is rigged?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think that. Not at all, but of course.
I don't know, man. I've been following sports for years. I think that'd be pretty storybook.
I think that's getting along the lines of gossip columnist stuff.
Yeah, that's a little too Hollywood for me, man.
I don't think so. We do know this. President Trump has plans to attend Super Bowl Sunday to watch the Chiefs and Eagles. Cornell Scott has a look at it.
President Trump is believed to be heading to New Orleans for the NFL's championship game, broadcast this year on Fox. Reuters initially reported it, citing a White House official. Should he attend, President Trump will be the first sitting commander-in-chief to attend a Super Bowl. Security is expected to be at its highest level for the game and the city. On New Year's Day, a deadly truck attack in New Orleans' French Quarter took the lives of 14 people. In keeping with a tradition of presidential pregame interviews, Fox News anchor Brett Baer will interview President Trump for the pregame show. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Remember when Joe Biden turned that opportunity down?
To go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, did CBS have the coverage last year? I think they did. And it was during that year. Anyway, he would not do the interview. And everybody in the Democratic Party was going ballistic, going, you got a stage. Go talk.
Yeah, that does ring a bell.
It didn't happen, what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And we were talking about Trump being the first president to ever attend a Super Bowl. That alone, I'm still surprised by that.
I'm thinking back, did President Trump attend an Alabama football game one time?
Yes. Yes, he did.
That's what I thought.
That's the thing. And maybe I've just kind of gotten used to that rhythm. He has attended multiple high-stakes college football games, so maybe I just kind of got used to him attending big stuff.
You got to remember, this is a sports guy. Where was he a couple of weeks ago? Boxing ring. He was watching
avid
a fight,
golfer.
You know,
we all know that.
You know, golfer, him and Tia, his granddaughter, I think that was her name down there.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, he's a sports guy. So you never know where he's going to show up.
And, since we were just talking about the Super Bowl, we'll keep with that theme. There are still a few days until the big game, of course, but companies already unveiling their ads. Those who don't want to wait until Sunday to see the highly anticipated commercials can watch several online right now. This year's spots include an Uber Eats commercial starring Matthew McConaughey with cameos from Martha Stewart and Charlie XCX. Another sees Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal reuniting to create their famous When Harry Met Sally restaurant scene again. That's for Hellman's. We've touched on that one.
I saw that.
Yes. And prices for ads during this year's Super Bowl reportedly broke records, with some spots selling for more than $8 million. That number's just going to keep climbing.
Meg Ryan looked great. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
Woo.
Good for her.
Unbelievable. Now, Billy didn't look so good. Billy put a few pounds on, if you know what I mean. But the commercial is amazing. It's a Hellman's mayonnaise, I think, right?
Yeah. We can bicker on how you say that word. But yes, it is Hellman's. That is the brand. Yeah.
Okay. While we're talking about New Orleans, spectacular light show is illuminating Jackson Square in the Easy every night, leading up to the big game, transforming the historic St. Louis Cathedral and the Cabildo into vibrant artwork. The light show is a must-see, running every 30 minutes from 6:30 to 12 a.m. And the Potabo is the, not many people, if you look at the square, then you have the buildings around the square. Those are apartments, the very first apartment complex in the U.S.
Really?
That was right there at the Potabo in Jackson Square.
All righty.
A little bit of New Orleans history for you.
Yeah, and here's a little bit of weird sports stuff for you to kind of round out our sports segment here. We touched on this back in the 4 o'clock hour. The son of NBA legend Michael Jordan, facing charges of DUI, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest in the Sunshine State. Marcus Jordan was booked into Orange County Jail last night and given a $4,000 bond. The 34-year-old is the second of Michael's 5 kids, perhaps the most notable. He was featured on The Real Housewives of Miami while dating Larsa Pippen. And you may be thinking, ooh, is that Scottie Pippen's daughter? That would be cute. No, it's Scottie's ex-wife. He also reportedly owns a boutique.
What?
He also reportedly owns a boutique shoe store in downtown Orlando, and he was a former athlete at UCF.
Yeah, he lasted about a season or something like that. I've kind of read into that a little bit.
It's a shame because we were talking about this earlier. You know, to come from such a notable family, obviously a privileged family, and to have potential of your own, the shoe store, athletic past, to see this happen is just upsetting.
We've been kind of teasing this a little bit this afternoon about Fox's Bret Baier interviewing President Trump in a sit-down interview during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Michelle Pollino takes it to another level.
President Donald Trump will sit down for a TV interview with Fox News' Bret Baier ahead of this weekend's Super Bowl, which is airing on Fox. The interview will run during the 3 p.m. Eastern hour of the Fox pregame show, with additional portions to run on Baier's evening program, Special Report, Monday. Fox says the interview will be pre-taped at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in West Palm Beach. The Super Bowl is the biggest TV event of the year, and a presidential interview has become a modern tradition, giving the president a chance to reach a massive audience. Last year, President Biden skipped his Super Bowl interview when CBS hosted the game, and in 2023, Fox hosted the game, and the White House tried to set up an interview on Fox Soul rather than Fox News. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
See, my memory has not gone yet.
6:45 here. Let's see.
Talking about the Biden situation I discussed.
Yeah, yeah, how he didn't do the interview. Let's see
they
here.
They went ballistic over that.
Let's see if the roads are as good as your memory is. The roads are looking pretty clear.
Probably
right.
Probably not so much.
The roads are actually looking pretty good right now, as they typically do this time every evening. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 58. Tomorrow going to be a high of 71, low of 61.
Okay, let me throw this at you. Impact fees have now been approved for new construction in Santa Rosa County. Commissioner Bobby Burkett. Is it Burkett or Burkett?
I say Burkett.
Okay, Bobby Burkett said the move was needed for a long time.
I've heard people say, well, it's going to keep my kid from buying a house. You take a reasonable impact fee over a 30-year, you're looking at $3 to $4 a month. If $3 or $4 a month is going to stop you from buying a house, you're trying to buy too much house. I'm sorry, I'm just going to be point blank.
Okay, the impact fee for a single-family home will begin in May. Did he say it's just too big a house? Just too much of a house.
You're buying too much house.
I got you.
Buy less house.
I'm listening to you, Commissioner. Here's Commissioner Kerry Smith.
Everything's pushed to the consumer. We understand that. But we have to have fair impact fees in place. We should have had them in place. It's been my argument. We should have never let them go. But we're in the pickles, and a lot of the pickles that we're in right now are because of not looking into the future.
Too much house and financial pickles.
There you go. Commissioner Kerry Smith, Santa Rosa County.
All righty, 6:47 here. Governor Ron DeSantis' budget, including a record amount of education spending. You may be thinking, what are you talking about? He unveiled his budget for the 2025-26 fiscal year yesterday. The theme of the budget is focus on fiscal responsibility. It includes over $115 billion in spending, with almost $30 billion for education. That would amount to a record of $9,200 per student. The budget also includes raises for teachers and first responders and a tax-free holiday on gun and ammo sales, which we've been touching on a time or two throughout this afternoon.
6:48, News Radio 92.3, a little bit of culture being injected into the airwaves this afternoon. The star of the musical thriller, Emilia Perez, is being removed from the film's Oscar campaign. Michelle Pollino has the latest.
Carla Sofia Gascon, the first openly transgender Oscar nominee for Best Actress, is under fire for old controversial tweets attacking religions, especially Islam, and making offensive comments about George Floyd, claiming he was a drug addict swindler. In a CNN En Español interview, Gascon apologized for offending some, but made it clear she won't withdraw her nomination, stating, her acting talent is what's being honored, denying any racist intent. The controversy has rattled the awards campaign for the Netflix film, which has a leading 13 Oscar nominations. According to The Hollywood Reporter, sources say Netflix has canceled her L.A. appearances. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
I have not seen Emilia Perez, but I got to tell you, Chris, just from what I've heard from everyone who has seen it and like social media discussion, it doesn't even sound like it was that good of a film.
I don't know.
And they were talking about, and I've seen some, actually even some Mexican actors say, listen, this was a poor portrayal of Mexico for this reason, that reason, whatever. So, you know, hey, she got nominated for Oscars. The film did good for them. But it seems like it was an uphill battle.
I always say, what was the sample base?
Yeah. The critics.
Okay. Shelley Johnson, editor, owner of the Times, the Island Times. We had her on the show. Was it last week? I think it was last week.
I believe so.
We were talking about the Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade.
Yes.
It's returning. It's for children, of course, and pets. Returning to Casino Beach and their parking lot this weekend. Happens on Saturday, by the way. anything that can be pushed or pulled is allowed. Motorized, pedaled vehicles, skateboards, bicycles, battery-powered vehicles are not. So if you want to attend, registration is at noon at on the parade day Saturday. People and float registration, absolutely free. Pet registration will cost you $10 for every little monster you have.
Outrageous. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
It's going to cost me $30 for that one.
Just about
6. It's okay. I got them all ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing you can't handle. 6:50 here around this time every hour. I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. One last time for this evening. At the closing bell, the Dow rose 134 points to 44,556. S&P 500 added 43 points to 60,037. And the NASDAQ climbed 262 points to 19,654. So a pretty high day for Wall Street.
Okay. It's an interesting thing going. Always something going on downtown in terms of development, you know, properties expanding, things like that. Red Feather Townhomes. This is a new townhome development. Will begin construction in March. For decades, the property was a rundown downtown parking lot. Now, a transformation has begun. The 11, get this, this is when you know it's pretty expensive. Only 11 units. They describe them as being high-end townhomes. It's located at the corner of Balin and Intendencia Streets. Construction on those townhomes should be completed by the summer of 2026. I want to see some pictures. Mm. I want pictures.
All righty.
You know they're going to be knocked out beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm ready for it.
6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we always hear a lot about climate change, and we hear a lot about the fluctuation of real estate. Well, what happens when those two intersect? How much could climate change ultimately cost the real estate industry? Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this thing that Governor DeSantis wants to disband FEMA and go to block grants to the states. Former emergency manager, now county administrator in Santa Rosa County, Brad Baker, weighed in on the topic. Santa Rosa County also passes impact fees. Escambia County schools are adapting to the competition from choice programs. I think that's a great thing. That means choice is working, and it makes the schools better. And we assess the Day Without an Immigrant protests, as well as the quality of their chants. Listen to all of those podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, the Bengals walking like an Egyptian. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon.
Indeed.
Have you realized the days are getting longer? Have you felt it?
Yes.
Yeah, I have too. Spring's getting closer. 33 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 44 days. on March 20th. I am so ready for that.
I was about to say, I'm ready for traffic and weather because I'm going to keep it so brief here, man.
Go ahead and get out.
Get a load of this world record attempt here. All right, roads looking clear, 67 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 61.
Okay, Trump is, President Trump, that is, I'm sorry, President Trump is reported, we're on those kind of name bases, you know,
yeah,
me and...
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Me and the press. President Trump is reportedly preparing executive actions to dismantle the Department of Education. Madison Allworth has the explanation.
President Trump's team is reportedly preparing executive actions that are aimed at dismantling the Education Department. Officials reportedly discussed an executive order to shut down the functions of the department, not written into statute, or move certain functions to other agencies, with a White House official confirming to Fox that Trump plans to reevaluate the future of the department. Trump already taking action when it does come to education, signing executive orders last week on school choice, and ending funding for schools that support what the White House calls racial indoctrination. Closing down the Department of Education could be next, but advocates are warning that that could have dire consequences.
Alrighty, I mentioned this before the break. Climate change could cost real estate close to $1.5 trillion in value. That's according to a study from climate risk modeler First Street. Researchers wrote that climate change drives up insurance costs and affects consumers' preferences, creating a feedback loop. This could affect decades of growth, particularly in the Sunbelt region, where Texas, Florida, and California account for nearly half of all natural disaster-related costs over the past four decades.
656, News Radio 92.3. Police pension fund is suing Target over its diversity initiatives. Jenny Casolo has more on the report.
The City of Riviera Beach Police Pension Fund in Florida is suing Target, accusing the company of concealing the risks of its diversity and social initiatives, which it claims resulted in Target's stock losing ground. The lawsuit accuses the company of misuse of investor funds to serve political and social goals. Target said last month it would phase out its DEI initiatives and also dropped a program to support Black-owned businesses. That prompted civil rights activists to call for a national boycott of Target during February, Black History Month. Leaders of Black-owned companies disagree with the boycott, saying it would harm their brands more than Target. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Alrighty, and also touched on this earlier this afternoon, and dadgummit, this is just becoming more and more of an issue. Ordering eggs at your local Waffle House will soon cost more. The restaurant has placed a temporary egg surcharge of 50 cents on every egg ordered at the establishment. Waffle House says the ongoing egg shortage caused by the bird flu has led to the restaurant increasing their egg prices, and they also add that they plan to adjust or remove the surcharge once egg prices return to normal levels. The cost of eggs has almost doubled since last year due to the population of chickens plunging in the U.S. due to that bird flu stuff.
Price gouging. That's what that is.
This is an epidemic.
Okay, Governor DeSantis proposing a new Second Amendment summer tax holiday. The proposed holiday would make guns, ammunition, firearms, accessories tax-free. If approved by the Florida legislature, it would run from Memorial Day through July 4th. The Second Amendment summer holiday could save Floridians upward of around $8 million.
All righty. And of course, we've been keeping track of the development of the whole back and forth between the U.S. and China regarding tariffs. Well, China hit back against new U.S. tariffs on its goods, announcing 10 to 15% tariffs of its own on many U.S. products. China reportedly also placing new controls on some critical metals and is targeting Google with an antitrust probe. The move takes effect February 10th, and economists say they're not expected to have a major economic impact on the U.S., but are likely intended to send a message that China will not cave to Trump's demands.
All right. A well-respected MLB umpire will not be called at any more games after being caught in a sports gambling controversy. Jared Max has the story.
Regarded as Major League Baseball's most accurate umpire calling balls and strikes, 38-year-old Pat Hoberg was fired Monday for having violated MLB's strict rules on gambling. While Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said an extensive investigation revealed no evidence that Mr. Hoberg placed bets on baseball directly or that he or anyone else manipulated games in any way, the commissioner noted that Hoberg showed extremely poor judgment in sharing betting accounts with a professional poker player he had reason to believe bet on baseball and who did in fact bet on baseball from the shared accounts. From April 2021 to November 2023, Hoberg's friend made 141 bets on MLB games that profited nearly $30,000. Hoberg, who sat out last season while MLB conducted an investigation, can apply for reinstatement next year. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, and Marvel Studios giving fans their first look at the upcoming Fantastic Four film. The first teaser trailer for Fantastic Four, First Steps, dropped today. It showcases Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and Eben Moss-Bachrach as Marvel's first family. The film takes place in a retro-future version of the 1960s, decades before the current Marvel Cinematic Universe. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th.
Okay, don't forget about the prescribed burn in the Jones Swamp Wetland Preserve. That will happen tomorrow and Thursday. If you see a lot of smoke out there, don't get all excited. It's a controlled burn. Hey, see you tomorrow at 4. For Austin, I'm Chris Bryan.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.